Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third Podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times, son?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star Kid, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. I'm here now, shit gonna change.
Yo, what up? It's TJ, a.k.a. Tired Teach.
Yeah, nobody called you guys any of those things.
Okay, wait. I need to go back, I guess, and listen. I was yawning because I'm sleepy. But, Drew, what was the last a.k.a.? I missed it.
I'm hearing that shit don't change.
What?
Okay.
I fuck with it. All right. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on with the Boston Bucks game right now?
Well, right now,
Boston going on a bit of a run.
Yes, sir.
They up by about a dozen, I think.
Oh, Boston is?
Yeah, yeah. Boston winning. Yeah,
it's been close for the whole first half. But Boston going on a bit of a run right now.
Boston's running the Boston.
I like that.
That was good. Boston is running the Boston.
What's the series at right now?
It's game seven, bro. Baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The greatest two words in sports.
Copy that. Well, hopefully we won't have a repeat of what happened in Milwaukee the other night if the Bucks lose.
What happened in Milwaukee?
Jesus.
America
got a gun problem, and she needs to fix this shit.
Man, without a question, bro.
She ain't gonna fix shit. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Nothing is going to change, unfortunately, because this country values more than anything their guns and the almighty dollar bill. Those are the two things are more important than human life itself, especially in America. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can march all we want, we can cry all we want, we can use the overused, stay vigilant all we want, but nothing is going to change in this country until, you know, guns are pretty much eradicated, and that's not going to happen.
At least regulated or some shit. There's no way a fucking 18-year-old should be able to buy a fucking AR-15 in body armor or just get it. How the fuck? I don't even know how you got it yet.
But wait, you talking about Buffalo. What happened in Milwaukee?
I know.
Well, in Milwaukee, 20 people got shot in downtown Milwaukee after the Bucks, after the last Bucks home game.
You seen how they be all outside the stadium during the game?
No, I understand. Yeah. Well, I just didn't know. I didn't know it happened. Is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So what? How many people got shot there?
20.
Right.
I don't think there were any fatalities, but yeah, 20 people got shot.
And then, of course, and then Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo, and let's not even forget just last night in Chicago at Millennium Park at the Bean.
Niggas gonna be niggas.
Young man lost his life. There was a shooting down there as well. So it's just, you know.
And wait, hold up. It's another shooting in Houston at a flea market, like maybe an hour ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And there was one. There was another one in L.A. Yesterday at a food court. There was literally one fatality there.
And I got one more. The Lovers and Friends concert festival in Vegas with shots.
Fuck, really?
Yep.
At the Lovers and Friends concert.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And which started the stampede.
So,
and I wonder why I don't go outside. Fuck this. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, man. And, you know, there'll be, you know, speeches and you know, they're going to say that, you know, the Democrats are going to you know, take action and all of this, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen, unfortunately. You know,
and then the left is going to blame the right going to blame the left.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's just like, y'all just need to just figure this whole thing out, because you know where right now I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of this whole back and forth between both parties. Even though I'm gonna be honest with you, we all know the Republican Party is, they're all idiots on that side.
You, the problem is, Drew, the Republicans, yes, they are blocking any legislature that has been put forth as far as gun control. But the Democrats be too pussy to like really play hardball to do shit. Like the Republicans don't give a fuck. They will do when they were in power and complete power, like they changed the rules so they can push their shit through. And then the Democrats, when they get in power, they fucking try to be bipartisan and they just be pussy about it and don't fucking play hardball and force that shit through like the Republicans do. Right. And that's why we keep fucking having these problems. Cause even when the Democrats are in power, like shit doesn't get done because these motherfuckers be too nice.
Yeah, yeah. Real talk. It's just a ongoing, nonstop cycle of fuckery, you know. And it's just like, again, it's, you know, we're at a point now where, you know, damn near everybody has a gun. You know, shit, I have a gun, and I don't wish to have a gun, but. You know, it's like one of my favorite verses in Jadakiss's fabulous song "Talk About It." You know, you say, so can we talk about the school system? Young girls raped and knocked up. Will Hillary release niggas that bill locked up? Can we talk about the cost of living? We can talk about guns, but we forced to get them. Mm. You know, it's like I have a gun for protection, but I pray to God I never have to use it. But it's just like, you know, this country was built on violence and terrorism. And it's just an ongoing cycle because nobody wants to, like I said, nobody wants to regulate it. Nobody wants to, you know, damn sure don't want to give up their gun. So they would rather die than to, you know, give up their guns. I went to a gun range recently with a friend, and we had went upstairs to where they have all the, you know, guns that you can buy and stuff. And dude, just some of the stuff that you can buy legally.
Right.
Is wild. My mind was blown, dude. I was like, who needs this shit and who would use it? For what?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, they have some shit up there that a stormtrooper
can become. Why are these companies allowed to even manufacture guns of this nature?
And that goes back to the money part, because they don't give a fuck. They're just doing the shit because they sell and they're lucrative, and they forget that. And here's the thing, like I mean, the Second Amendment, like motherfucker, people argue that, you know, it's your American right to own a gun, but then they forget to, you know, think like people are irrational and stupid. And if everybody has a fucking gun, people use guns for the dumbest reasons. People pull out their guns and shoot people for the dumbest reasons. You can step on somebody's toe by mistake, get into an art. Like, that's the shit that they don't take into account, that people are irrational. People don't need guns. Everybody doesn't need guns.
The thing we need to take a look at, honestly, is we base all of our decisions off this Constitution that was written in 17 what?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And this ain't the same country that it was then, but somehow we're bound by this document.
Because when they wrote that shit about guns then, like, y'all seen the shit where you got to fucking
a musket.
You got to unload and put the gunpowder. Like, no, they could have never in their wildest fucking dreams imagined a goddamn gun that can shoot off 80 rounds in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well,
so you're absolutely right. Like, I hate when
I'm right
to the Constitution, because that shit is fucking passe.
Yeah,
you use molasses now, goddamn it.
And it's like, you know, we have another thing that's been happening, you know, in recent times too, is these kids are getting on TikTok and all these things and shooting themselves on live. video.
Yeah, that was sad.
Man, well, another one apparently just recently happened with some older kids. But yeah, Drew, the one with the two young kids was playing around with the gun, and it was one of the worst videos I've ever seen. You know, the little girl and her, that was her brother, right? Her little brother.
I thought it was her cousin.
I think it was her cousin.
Oh, cousin. Okay. Yeah, they're dancing. You know, they was playing around with the guns, and the gun goes off. She shoots her little cousin in the head, then she drops the gun.
And tries to pick it up.
Goes off again. Yeah, it tries to pick it up. It goes off again and shoots her, kills her. And man, it's just like, it's unfathomable. And nothing, like, why were they even in the vicinity where they could get their hands on it?
That was my question. Why do they even have access to this?
Yeah, people are careless with their guns. Everybody doesn't need a gun. Those kids, I'm sure, obviously, they were like 12, 13, so obviously they didn't go by. But somebody had that fucking gun in the house that was easily
accessible. That's not obvious, bro. That's not obvious.
What part? That they didn't buy
12 and 13 don't mean they that's not obvious.
That's a whole nother thing in itself. But yeah, guns should not be accessible definitely to 12 and 13 year olds in no capacity. Listen, but we just got a fucking gun problem and refuse to deal with it.
There also has to be accountability in parenting and discipline, bro. When I was growing up, I went snooping around in my mom's bag and I found her gun. And I had sense enough not to play with it because I was so scared of her that I knew better. But then, you know, she had also had told me about the gun. She didn't tell me where it was, but she told me that she had it and to never touch it. And she taught me about the dangers of it. So I get that kids are going to be kids and not everybody's going to listen to that. But at the same time, you know, I had that fear of God instilled in me as a shorty, so that when I went snooping in my mom's bag and I found the gun, I had no parts of it. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing with that, Dave, is that she was responsible enough to tell you what that was. Yeah. Right now, you got guns in the hands of 15, 16, 17-year-olds who don't have that same sense of responsibility. So when the younger kid in their own home locates it, those older teenagers are actually glorifying the gun, and they see them waving it around and playing, doing videos with it and shit. So the younger kids get it and they want to emulate that. They're not telling them the dangers of it. They're telling them that this is what you need to have. And that's where you're getting part of this problem from.
Yeah.
So your thing, your mom did the right thing, but these people who have guns now, A, ain't purchasing them legally, and B, ain't necessarily, you know, if you ain't purchasing your gun legally, you're probably not going to be the most responsible person as far as gun safety.
Facts. Well, I mean, you know, obviously this leads us to the big conversation that we kind of started off with. Another day, another mass shooting in America. An 18-year-old white dude is in police custody. He wasn't killed. He wasn't, you know. Assaulted. He was kindly handcuffed, and is now in police custody after carrying out a mass shooting at a New York supermarket in Buffalo, New York. And he live streamed the whole thing.
Wait, Dave, you just got to mention the fact that this is a white supremacist, and he drove 4 hours.
Yeah.
He deliberately drove 4 hours to a black neighborhood.
Yeah. 200 miles
to kill people there. He had the word "nigger" written on his fucking gun.
Yeah.
So you know, this is definitely racially motivated. This is definitely a hate crime. And his motherfucker left a manifesto where he is very, he is very clear. Like, they cannot. I swear to God, they better not fucking try to blame mental illness on this.
Oh, they've already tried it.
He was very articulate in his words and his reasoning. So there's no way they can fuck. It's just straight up hate. And it's more. He fucking referenced this theory about the white race being replaced that is frequently pushed by Tucker fucking Carlson, and others. So like, this was very direct and deliberate and clear cut. So I swear to God, they better not fucking try this this mental illness.
No, they've already tried
excuse.
It. And they also said that his brain wasn't developed enough. I'm like, wait, he's 18.
See,
oh my God,
his brain
oh
was God. Developed enough to fucking acquire the. But did y'all see that it was a security guard in the store that shot him a number of times? But this motherfucker had full body armor. He was mentally developed enough to.
I'll do you one better, T. He was mentally developed enough to not kill the white person he was about to shoot. Did you see that?
He said sorry. Yeah.
He almost killed the white person, and he did end up killing, I think, two white people, but he was about to shoot one, and he stopped and said, "I'm sorry," and then continued on
his hunting.
His hunting.
I think he wrote "nigger" on his fucking gun.
Yeah.
Like, how much more? And again, he drove 4 hours from wherever he was deliberately to this black neighborhood. So, yeah, I mean, it's oh God, I want to fucking move out of here. I can't.
Yeah. He literally, like, if you were black and just happened to be in the path, like from the time he got out of his car, he just started shooting people. You know, one lady, I don't know if it was the grandmother, but one lady lost her life immediately. She was just walking, about to walk into the store, walk to her car. And as soon as he gets out of his car, he guns her down immediately. I think she was the first, casualty. And then, you know, he shot, 13 more, I mean, 12 more people after her. And you know, it's mad. And it's frightening, actually, because, like you said, there's so many, you know, white dudes that think like him, that, you know, the ones who would actually carry this out, and then the ones who are silently applauding, you know, this at home, it's just insane, man. Again, nothing's gonna change. We're gonna cry. We're gonna make speeches. We're gonna, you know, have all of these press conferences, then life is going to go on, and then it's going to happen again and again and again. You know, the motherfucker that killed, you know, all the black people in the church in North Carolina, you know, he, like I said, just got kindly cuffed and taken away.
They gave him Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He got Burger King.
Yeah, so, man, this world is crazy. And then, not to kind of strain off the shooting part, I saw something that was disturbing on the internet this week too. Is I guess a little kid, 9-year-old kid, runs up to this door with a whip.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I saw
that. The hell did that child be on? Jesus, what?
He was trying to. I guess he had some kind of problem with one of the kids that was there. It was a little white kid, and The house he went to was owned by a black couple.
Oh, so, I think I know what y'all talking about. I saw it come down my feed, but I was like, I ain't watching that bullshit. What did he do? So he did what?
He, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. He had a whip. He knocked on the door with the whip. I guess he was chasing after this couple's young daughter. And, you know, the mom opened the door and said, "Little boy, if you don't get away from my door, you know, we're going to have a problem." Oh, okay. So then she closed the door and he whipped the door again. And then apparently he walked back to the house and they had like an Audi, I believe the car, an Audi car, and he scratched the car with the whip.
So there was did you see the second video?
When he went to go, when the father went to confront.
Yeah, when he went to confront the parent. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So then the father go confront the dad. The dad tells another kid to tell him that he not home. But the black father knew that the guy was home, and then the guy finally comes out with the gun, and then the white father comes out with the gun.
Oh wow!
And tells dude to get off his property and stuff like that. And then dude just like he said, "Man, stop stepping on my grapevine!" Like who has a grapevine in front of their door? Allie, it's just the dumbest thing in the world. Then all of a sudden. Dude said, "You ain't gonna do nothing." You know, of course, my man said, "You ain't gonna do nothing with a gun." And he puts the gun down and still talks his trash. Then dude backs away because the wife asking him to back away. let's go home and let's just handle it another way. So I guess apparently dude tried to pick the gun up and shoot dude and it went off.
Wow, no, nah, I didn't know all of that transpired. I just yeah. know about the little boy.
Yeah, no, yeah. So, but the father has been arrested. So
the European father?
Yeah, the European father has been arrested, and apparently nothing can happen to the 9-year-old because he's a minor.
Wow. But again, you see his father put him up to that and taught him that?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we are with it.
Yeah, this is it's just like, it's amazing to me how people just look at us as a threat. It's just like, it's the weirdest thing in the world. It's just like, I don't understand it. Like, we're human too. And it's just like, just because just years of decades and of hatred is just transferred. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's learned behavior. Because nobody is born racist. It's learned behavior, but you know, I don't know how we stop that, because every generation, they teach their kids this fucked up ideology.
Yeah.
And it what is 2022? This is hundreds of years of shit just passed down generation to generation. I don't even know how we stop that.
But this is why I always say when we have these moments when us as black folks are trying to express, you know, how we've been treated in this country, and I don't understand why we even go back to slavery. Like our grandparents were getting water hoses. Like, are you serious? Yeah. We don't have to go back that far. That's what I'm saying. Nah. There's video. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
there's literally documented photos of, you know, white people taking their kids to watch black folks get lynched.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is why I always kind of look at it. White people of a certain age, I always give them a little side eye. Because, Tika, how old is our grandmother?
90.
How old is your mother?
67.
So your mother was born in 54, right? Where were black folks in this country in 54? You know what I'm saying? How were we treated in 54? Well, my point is, the people who did those things are still alive, and they raised their kids. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And they taught those kids that same hate. And as racism has become less overt and more covert, those kids have now learned how to be a little bit less obvious with their racism. It's a bit more subtle now, but they're teaching their kids that same hate. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to stop.
Yeah.
It's not going to. And they act like we, there's no reason that we can listen to a fucking Malcolm X speech and still like, it's relevant now. It shouldn't be relevant now. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But
you can play it verbatim and it's relevant to this day, but they act like we're crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
I see tall kids of a certain age, not instantly you default to you're a racist. Yeah. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Prove me wrong. Like, I think Muhammad Ali said it one time when he was like, you can put me in like 100 snakes there and tell me like one of them is poisonous, but don't tell me which one. I got to treat them all like they're poisonous, right?
Right.
Yep. Something Van Lathan had posted about just America just being a cornucopia of dysfunction and just fuckery, and you know, black people unfortunately having to be the suffer the consequences of America's dysfunction. You know what I'm saying? Just always having to be the brunt of that.
And, but I hate to be the devil's advocate on this one, and just based off the fact that, like the stuff that was happening at Millennium Park, it's some of it is our fault too, bro.
A lot of it is our fault.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, because I was literally going to transition to part of you know, something that is our fault. This whole thing with Young Thug and Gunna and all these rappers.
Oh man, I was gonna do a speaking and throw your guns in the air. How about that Onyx versus? But go ahead.
But now so I'm sure you've seen in the news, rappers Young Thug, Gunna, and countless others, especially in Atlanta, got hit with the RICO case, charged with racketeering. They're claiming that Young Thug co-founded a violent street gang that committed like multiple murders, shootings, carjackings over roughly a decade. And, you know, we're promoting these activities in songs and on social media. And they got swooped up, all of them, and 26 others in Atlanta. And it's like they're using their quotes, you know, music videos and songs as evidence. And, you know, they got like a huge indictment going on and are being denied bail. And they trying to really make a statement, you know, with these guys. I saw somebody said, you know, this is going to be the beginning and the end of drill music. I don't know about that, but if more of these cases go down, I don't know, bro.
I mean, it's like I said, it's their fault. I can't.
Y'all know how I feel about this.
I personally don't listen to any of Young Thug's music, so I don't know what he particularly says in any of his records. But yeah, I know this whole, you know, YSL, Young Slime Life, which I just recently found out what that even meant. But that's, you know, their, you know, alleged violent criminal street gang that's affiliated with the Bloods, which I didn't know. I don't know. It's crazy, bro. They listen. I think Ice-T had a quote that's been going viral. He said, "It's easy to make the streets think you're a gangster. It's hard to convince the feds you're not." So,
he talked that shit,
man. Mm-hmm. A lot of people was praising him for that quote, man. Because if anybody know Ice-T, the OG, you know what I'm saying?
He went head to head with the president. So,
man, real talk.
Crazy. Yo, I'll just say this, and B, we had our debate. So I don't think using lyrics, I don't like and agree with using lyrics. And again, as sure, we debated about, lyrics is art, but if these idiots were dumb enough to rap about and in the lyrics include specific details about specific things, then okay, you can use that. But overall, in a general, you know, because rap by nature is braggadocio and, sure, and you know what I mean? People say all types of shit in their lyrics. Sure. So unless they specify, shut the fuck up. Let's let me finish. All you hemming and hawing, nigga, I know how you feel. Let me finish. No, but if they specify.
Who are you talking to? I haven't said one word.
Huh?
Who are you yelling at? I haven't said one word.
I hear you hemming and hawing, nigga. All right, so like, but no, if they specify, I shot Ronald on 71st and blah blah at 3:14 on Sunday. Like, you can use that, but overall, if he say I shot a nigga, but like, just because a nigga ended up shot, and he said I shot a nigga, like, I don't think you can use that unless you specify specific details in these lyrics that they're trying to use. Now, the fucking IG post. Yep. Yes, you can use that, because if you dumb enough to put that shit out, you know what I mean, like in that format.
Photography is art too,
huh?
Photography is art too.
But they have like, and I think I sent y'all that post. Like, they don't honestly don't even fucking need to use these lyrics apparently, because they got these niggas all sorts of other ways on wiretaps, specifically talking about shit, or you know. So I just don't agree with the lyrics part, because I think it's a slippery slope.
Honestly. It is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Drew, because I got a whole. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this, because you remember years ago it was the it was that Jay-Z song. He did the video. What's the name of that video? The La 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 video. Remember that? And then you know,
he said, "I never make the news again. Yeah, my man will shoot you."
And Bean said, he pointed at himself, "I'm gonna shoot you." Right, that went to court. Like, you remember that, right?
Did that go to court?
Yeah, they used that in his trial after he shot a nigga.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I don't think they could. I mean, I understand where y'all going and why you even want to, but I don't think that's specific enough.
They definitely use it. He's saying, he's literally on camera saying, I'm a shooter. I will shoot you.
I understand.
And
that.
Then he goes, wait, and then he gets a case for shooting somebody. You saying, I'm a shooter, I will shoot you is specific. That's saying, hey, yes, I'm capable of doing this. So, yes, in the case.
But that's the thing, B. Rap by nature.
Nobody gives a fuck about rap by nature. That's the thing. You're talking about the code. Let me, all right, give me a moment. Give me a moment. Because we got this thing about this culture. We got to keep it in the culture. These people are rapping about murder and killing. And then here's the thing. We also then go say, well, you won't use movies. You don't use these other musicians. They're not singing about murder and killing. We do that. And then we get mad because they want to use that against us. We're saying these things.
Okay, but what about death metal bands? Because they rap about fucking
murder. Are they getting arrested for murder?
No, they not killing them.
Are they getting arrested for murder?
I'm sure these niggas ain't been on trial. I can't name specific.
No. Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. You got to be realistic. Be honest with yourself. We can't. Who are we defending at this point? Because you cannot go. Art is one thing, right? You write a song. That's cool. That's fine, right? But you can't then find yourself in that situation that song, you know. It being charged with a crime that you talked about in this song and not feel like they can use that against you. Why can't they?
Because I'm telling you, like I said, and I felt like mm-hmm. we kind of came to a point we agreed on specifics mm-hmm. of it, but yeah. overall,
it's a very slippery slope. Why do we keep putting ourselves on that slope?
Because here's the thing, B. Okay, they use this, and this might be more of an open and shut case because. Of all the other evidence they got, but where does it stop? Because they can try to apply this shit in different ways if this is allowed. It's like if it sets a precedent, it's going to open the floodgates, and they're going to fucking try to use all sorts of lyrics that is and even in this young
sure. okay, but let me ask you about the detail that you're missing. This case has they've been investigating these people since 2013. You don't think that they're talking about song lyrics that apply to the evidence they have?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I saw some of the specific stuff that they quoted, and I cannot remember exactly. It was one thing that I saw that I was like, that is not what they're thinking it means. It was something else, but that's another sector of it. Like, they don't understand the
culture. Okay.
They don't understand mm-hmm. all of the things. You know what I mean? Yeah, they don't understand mm-hmm. the culture. Mm-hmm. They don't understand all the things. So one of the things that I saw, I knew for sure that that's not what they thought it was, but that's what I'm saying. If they allow it, like lyrics, like that, it's a super slippery slope, and they're gonna try to apply that shit overall. Because you still have to remember, we're talking about black people in this fucking court system. So
we're talking about an ass backwards ass black culture that will listen to songs about murder and then get mad when people get murdered and then cry. Let me finish. We don't snitch, but then when somebody in your family get killed, please call, tell everybody what happened. We need to know what's going. Like, come on, man, you can't have it. We can't have it both ways.
I agree with that, but I just think this lyrics thing is a slippery slope, and I don't agree with using lyrics in court unless they specifically
stop making songs that can be used in court against you. You don't have to make. You said it's an art. You don't have to, like I said in the text, Andy Warhol drew fucking soup cans. He didn't draw Uzis. You don't have to make art that way. If you're going to live that, we glorify a street life. This is what we glorify. These people have went out and they made their, I'm super tough. I'm a shooter. I'm a killer. This is my image. You gave this image. This is what you present to the world. Right. And so when we send that back to you, now it's like you can't use that against me. You said it. You can't be the nigga who go throw water balloons and say, my mama said I can't get wet. No, nigga, yes, you can. You're gonna throw this shit right back at you.
Yeah.
And that's what we doing as a coach. We all want to be that nigga. You can't be that nigga.
Go ahead, Dave. I get that.
I just gonna say, you know what the fucked up irony in all of this is? That the same type of weapons that Young Thug and them got locked up for is the same type of shit Oh Boy killed killed all them black people with. And it's like going back to, like, you know, flashing that shit on IG. I remember when Young Thug and the Game had their little thing going back and forth. And Young Thug was in the car with one of his guys, and both of them was like, you know, they pulled out they clappers, you know, they automatic joints or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, pointing them all in the camera and shit. It's been like tons of that shit where that shit is evidence. And so right after mm-hmm. they, you know, came in with this RICO case, first thing they did was went in their house and found all these illegal guns. And it's just like, you know.
I guess my whole point is, if you're going to be, mm-hmm. if that's the life you're going to live, I'm not knocking nobody for living that life. But we are of an age, we come from a generation where you don't, that's not what, you ain't going to be flashing that shit, you know what I'm saying? And if you gonna pull it, you're gonna use it, you know what I'm saying? It's right, not right. We're not doing it. They're you can't right. do all this shit, and then we're not making songs about the shit. And so yeah, to your point, it is a very slippery slope. I completely agree with you, but we can't be mad when they use that against us if we're doing it to ourselves.
But let me say this real quick too, and how TJ, I understand what you're saying, but the same way you just got on that dude, that shooter early in that shooter earlier. And about Buffalo. His manifesto and all the stuff that he read and taking in, it's the same thing with them dudes. They doing the same thing. It just mm-hmm. it's just in song.
In song, it
is. Right?
Because art can be art is subjective. You know what I'm saying? I can call that my manifesto a work of art. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, if we're saying you can't use art, like, come on, like. Again, very slippery slope. I'm not saying it's 100% okay to use in all situations. I'm simply saying
that's what they're going to try to do. That's why I'm saying lyrics should not be permissible unless they specifically say I shot Ronald and Ronald got shot on at.
But that's my whole point. So here go my thing. Let me use this. So Eminem had a song where he said the lyrics, "Hell yeah, I punch my bitch and beat my kids in public." If he went to trial for domestic violence, you don't think they can use that against him?
That's very specific, though.
But that's my point. The songs that you're hearing these days, I don't know how. I'm not a Young Thug person. I don't listen to his catalog. I just know I can speak for the song. There are songs in this generation that are very, very specific, bro. We literally will go. We have not us, but black people have went and killed other people because of song lyrics.
Right.
That happens. There are people who are dead because of song lyrics.
I don't disagree with that. All I'm saying
what I'm saying is that we use lyrics to judge in the street. Why can't they use it to judge in court? Nobody's saying, well, we ain't gonna kill him because that's art. Like, no, if that shit was what it was, they went and handled their business. You know, that shit has happened. Lyrics are being used every day. You just said they can't use them in court.
The DA in Fulton County said that she respects the First Amendment right to speech, to free speech, but she believes that the song lyrics cited in Young Thug's indictment are overt and predicate acts that support the RICO charge.
So don't incriminate yourself in your lyrics. That's the whole thing. You don't have to make lyrics that incriminate yourself. If you don't do that,
from different angles.
We are. That's why it's not even a debate. This is like, you just don't incriminate yourself.
Right.
Because they're going to use whatever they can. The goddamn first thing they tell you when you get like, is anything you say can and will be used against you. That's the very first thing they say.
True.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be dumb enough to do some shit and then rap about it, don't be mad when they say, well, he rapped about the shit he did.
All these rappers that got locked up are definitely facing, some of them even potential life in prison.
Oh, well.
And that's, they are making a statement, dude. They are
I'm going to stop calling them rappers. Some of these dudes who make rap songs, we'll call them that. Yeah.
Right.
Because they're not necessarily rapper. I think rapper is reserved for people with talent.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is the age of ad-libs and noise and sound effects.
You're absolutely right. But it's also the age of everybody wants to be, they want that credibility. And so I was listening to somebody, I literally was listening to Shade 45, and dude on his interview was talking about, I'm from, what do you call it? Jackson Kill, Florida, and you know what I'm saying? What? They know everybody knows my me in the they know me in the streets. They know what I do in the streets. I don't have to like, bro. Stop. We don't have to go there. This is all like shit that you don't have to. You say. Want this fucking image so bad that you're willing to say or do whatever, not knowing that whatever you're saying and doing, you know what I'm saying? Like that's going. It comes back, bro. It just is. So I'm not. The court's going to use the niggas' lyrics against them, and the lyrics match up, then guess what?
Bye-bye.
That's on you.
Right. I'm over, like...
What Jay say when I was talking Instagrams, last thing you wanted was your picture snapped? We're not incriminating ourselves, my nigga. That's not the thing to do. And if your lyrics are doing that, and I ain't seen fucking Talib Kweli get fucking... lyrics used against him yet. I ain't seen anything use Lupe lyrics against him. I'm just saying.
Nah, well, definitely I want to send deepest sympathies and prayers to all those who perished in Buffalo, New York, and all of their families. It's just beyond sad, man. We got
a very somber episode. We feel like interview.
Okay, you want to let's change the subject. Let's talk about like,
so about that. Throw your guns, Onyx.
Did you watch most of that versus? I was kind of in and out.
I was outside the house, so I didn't. And if they didn't do it on IG, right?
So you know it was trash.
I guess I could have lost my fight account on my phone,
none of us watched it. None of us saw it.
You know,
I watched a little bit of it. I watched, I think I stopped watching right after Cypress Hill did not the Funky Phil one. What's the one that Meth and Red took their line for Rock Wild? La 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 la.
How I Could Just Kill It, Man?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it How I Could Just Kill It, Man?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. So well what threw me was they started it by rapping over the Rock Wilder. And then they like transitioned into their beat like towards the last couple verses, but
who won?
That was I feel like the crowd was definitely more into Cypress Hill. I mean, you know,
where were they at?
No, Onyx.
L.A.
but and that's the thing. This was part of a boxing undercard, so I'm guessing most of those fans, they probably. Know or more familiar with Cypress Hill.
Well, I asked what it were because he said the crowd was more to Cypress Hill. If they're in LA, that's a home court advantage. You know what I'm saying? For Cypress Hill.
So. Without a doubt. Listen, Onyx, I love them because they definitely brought that Onyx energy. Like they was, you know, both Sticky and Fredro was like, oh, right. You know, it was like, into it. But the crowd was just like, crowd was like,
It was an L.A. crowd, and, you know, Onyx is as New York gets.
Right.
So the energy is not the same at all.
Yeah.
Plus, you know what I found interesting? Fredro has more Instagram followers than Sticky. I didn't think that was the case, but it actually is.
That's that Moesha stuff right there.
Yeah. Mo to the... E to the
okay.
I mean, they both got decent amount of IMDb credits, but Moesha definitely.
And he's in strap. Was Sticky in strap?
Yeah, they both was. I think he had a small part in there.
Sticky was in Friday. Well, next Friday at least.
Yeah, but I bet y'all don't remember what else Sticky was in.
Ride.
Huh.
Jail.
He was in Ride.
He was in the very short lived Blade, the TV series.
Yes, Blade. Yes, I know.
I totally forgot about that, man.
As you should.
It didn't look that bad. But
dang. Nigga, it was Sticky Fingers and Blade. Like, come on.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure it's a severe drop off between Wesley Snipes and Sticky.
It didn't look okay. All right,
not many.
Michael B. Jordan's Fantastic Four was a classic.
Oh my goodness.
You know what, Drew? That movie wasn't as bad as people said it was.
It was garbage.
It wasn't hot garbage though.
I ain't gonna say it's hot garbage.
I'll be honest with you. I honestly like the very first original Fantastic Four with Jessica, don't call me Latina Alba. The first one that came out, I liked it. I might have seen that at the movies.
I think
it was campy and corny, but I liked it. Yeah, and I think it had a sequel that was terrible. But
the sequel was with Silver Surfer in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I actually wasn't that bad at that one. But I'm just saying the Michael B. Jordan version wasn't.
It was garbage.
As bad as people tend to, you know, make it out to be. Yeah. It wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst thing I ever saw.
Yeah, yeah, it was garbage. Man, but can we talk about the, like? I finally, on my way home, well, from work and doing some errands, I'm halfway through Kendrick's new album.
Oh my God.
You're midway through the album?
Yeah, I'm midway through.
So you listen to Mr. Morale?
Yeah, pretty much. The whole album is dope, dog. The whole album.
Yes, it is, bro.
Yeah. I ain't skipped the song yet.
You sound like you got some reservations, bro.
I do. I love Kendrick. I've loved Kendrick since Section 80. I love Kendrick. This one, this is off one listen. Maybe I'm being harsh. Maybe I expected more or expected something different. This is at this point right now my least favorite Kendrick album.
Whoa.
Least favorite of the Kendrick albums. Right now I'm going to go ahead and say it's mid. I'm not going to say it is not grabbing me. But again, I didn't have to go back and do multiple listens for the other Kendrick albums for me to be like, that's that shit. This one,
dude, I'm sorry. My joint.
I'm not gonna call it whack. I'm not gonna call it whack. I never heard a whack Kendrick album except that one unreleased, the one that was.
That
one was like.
You're not talking about the Untitled.
Yeah. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Was you talking about the one between Butterfly and Damn?
Yeah. That wasn't great.
That Untitled album.
That wasn't great.
I don't even count that as an album.
I don't even count that as a studio release album.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking fucking Section 80, Good Kid, Butterfly, Damn, and then this one. And this would be the least, it's at the bottom of that group for me. Maybe I have to listen to it more, but I shouldn't have to listen to it more based on everything else. Took one listen for me to be like, yep. So,
Teach, what's your thoughts?
Honestly, I'm actually kind of in BA's boat. I've only listened once, and at a certain point, I tuned out. I gotta listen again, but
it didn't start off strong for me. It got better towards the middle to end.
It did kind of start off strong for me, and then I kind of tapered out. But again, I need to listen. I'm not ready to say it's mid just yet. I need to let it settle a little bit more. But I don't know.
Well, I mean, I get people have definitely been waiting for a long time, so they were. I think they were going to be excited regardless. Of what the album was, unless it was just utter trash, which was not really going to be possible. But I liked it. I'm still spending more time with it myself, but so far what I'm hearing, I love, man. It's Kendrick always brings the thought provoking lyrics and the visuals. I don't know if y'all watched that video for. Was it in 95 or in 94 or whatever?
In 95.
In 95. I haven't seen it yet.
Man, video is crazy. The video reminds me a lot of All Right. but you know, it's he always brings it.
I need to see if they're gonna do a video for We Cry Together.
That's a good record.
Yeah.
I like it. I want to. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old and I'm turning into a grandpa. But God damn, like I couldn't
turning
even
into.
Like, listen, I like it, but then I was fucking cringing just at the back and forth of the fuck you bitch, fuck you nigga, fuck you bitch, fuck you nigga, like 30 yeah, times in a row. Like, God,
basic hook, but I like the idea of it. But this is my I'll say this. This album to me, if I had to like compare it to something, if we can get kind of just artists and their output, this would be Kendrick's Stankonia to me.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Stankonia? What was after Stankonia?
Love
Idle Wild, Wild, and then the
Idle Wild.
Okay,
yeah.
So
the Idle Love Wild. Alone. But no, this is his Stankonia to me. I think that's the parallel I have. Because them first, well, Stankonia was the fifth album, right?
Which one? No. Stankonia. Stankonia was four.
Yeah, that was fourth album.
Was it the fourth? Because the first three went hard. Stankonia took a little bit more patience for me to get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same.
See, but, Stankonia for me, like, Stankonia, I don't listen to Stankonia like I listened to the first three, but Stankonia has, I would say, like, 60% of it I can rock with. I'm not ready to say I'm rocking with 60.
But what I'm saying is that drop off, that difference where you like those first ones go hard, there's no debating it. Yeah. When Stankonia becomes a debate, this is that album for Kendrick for me.
But B, I think we're being a little premature because we've only listened to it once. We gotta give it a chance.
I didn't like Stankonia the first time I heard it.
Stankonia is my least favorite, one of my least favorite albums.
It's one of my least favorite Outkast albums. It really is.
We're 20 years removed, so we can talk about Stankonia fairly in this retrospect. But I can't. I'm just speaking in terms of initially
hearing it. That's what I'm talking about. It's like hearing Kingdom Come for the first time for me. I was like, this is not the move, Jay. No.
Oh God,
this ain't the one.
Yeah.
Or TJ, I'll go even further. You know how I felt about what was it, Volume 3?
Mm-hmm.
Was not my favorite Jay album. You know what I'm saying? We know that. But that's how I felt. That's this album. That's this Kendrick album for me. It's just not the one for me.
This is your initial thoughts upon hearing it.
Initial thoughts upon that first hearing. But I didn't like most of those albums I'm comparing it to. I didn't like them upon first hearing it either. And so multiple listens never changed my view on it. Hopefully, you know, maybe this album is different. Maybe I'll, you know, sit with it. Maybe I never visit it again. I never know. It could happen. But
yeah. So after Kendrick, are we looking forward to any other albums this year?
Yeah, Young Thug for the
live from Cell Block. No, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't have release dates like we used to. I don't know who's dropping again. Hell, I didn't know Kendrick was dropping until like a month ago.
Yeah. Only thing I've heard about is Chris Brown is dropping a new album in June.
Yeah. Okay.
I still ain't made it through his 90 track album from 4 years ago.
Chris, like he put out like two double albums, right?
That Moon shit wasn't that shit like 63 tracks or some shit?
Yeah, it was insane.
I don't even know who else is dropping soon. We don't hear about shit anymore until 2 weeks before it drops.
Yeah, somebody put it on their Instagram.
I miss the good old days.
Do you? Yeah, sir.
Drew, I saw your boy Diddy is launching an R&B label.
Yeah, called Love Records. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, can we just get No Way Out too? I mean, what's with all of this? You know,
that nigga finna do Last Train to Paris.
Who's signing to Diddy in 2022? After everything you heard,
right? That's what the internet is saying. Like, who's signing to this dude? Because until jerking, he does right by any of his artists,
Jerking Nigga Records too.
Have you heard a good story about Diddy doing business? Like.
Wait, yeah, have you heard about a good business deal that you did with Diddy with an R&B group? You done screwed every R&B group in history.
Never. Like
he traded 112 for Foxy Brown and a player to be named later. He got new edition on one album, which was horrible. I mean, it was decent. I ain't gonna say it was horrible.
I would trade 112 for a half pack of Skittles.
Damn, dude.
I mean, all yellows.
Definitely all yellows.
He might have did Jodeci right, but they weren't really signing him. So,
yo, the Celtics is wow.
And then this game is over. This game's pretty much over, Dave. This Celtics just ran with this one.
Yep.
Oh wow. Yep. So Bucks is out.
They about to be in 1 minute and 20 seconds. They about to be going home.
Wow.
Shouts out to our girl Nisha in Milwaukee. She going to ride it out with that team.
Yeah. I got to text my boy John in a minute and give him shit, too.
All right, so. Celtics Heat. Who y'all like going to?
I'm rocking with the Heat, sir.
The Heat is looking pretty good, bro.
The Heat is looking real good. But these Celtics, much like the goddamn Grizzlies, they're young and they're surprising me about how much they are – you know, playing how good they're playing ball and maintaining. They're going deeper than I thought they would. Pause. I favor the Heat, but the Celtics might surprise us like they did shit in this series.
Celtics are young, but they have good veteran leadership, and that says a lot. Like they got Horford.
Tatum. Who's the big vet on besides Horford?
I would say Horford, Tatum. Tatum and Brown have been there.
I mean,
Marcus Smart has been there. Those are leaders,
right?
They've been where?
They've been in the playoffs, dude. They've been in and out of the playoffs year. What are you talking about?
But they have good veteran leaders.
You can be a young veteran.
Well, listen. I'm not saying that they're not good at all. They're fucking great. I just wouldn't call them vets. They've been in the league like 3-4 years.
No, first of all,
that's a veteran.
That's not a veteran. Al Horford is a veteran. They ain't got Al Horford's.
Teach. They don't have veterans. Are not like the veterans that we know anymore. There's not Udonis Haslam anymore. Veterans
you
are
gotta
be,
have. You gotta no, have you, at they, least 7-8 years teach, to be a vet.
Teach. It ain't like that anymore. These cats are three, four years in. You can't get that. You can't get the Al Horfords, the Udonis Haslams. You can't get them cats no more.
Smart and Brown have been in the trenches in Boston in the playoffs year in and year out for the last how many years?
They niggas only been in the league for about 3-4 years. What are you talking about?
All right. There's no such thing as a young veteran in the NBA, TJ. It's not a thing.
Can they get to 25 before you call them vets, B? I know that the league.
A veteran is a player with multiple years of experience. It's not a rookie. It's a person who's been there for multiple years.
Okay. Jason Tatum been in the league 5 years.
That's not a young veteran?
I wouldn't say it, but okay.
Marcus Smart been in the league since 2006 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're getting there, but I would hesitate to call them vets. Al Horford, yes, but that's just a personal barometer, I guess. It's cool. Anyway, I probably would favor the Heat, but Boston, I don't think you can definitely count them out. Same way, I think if Phoenix go ahead and wrap up the Mavs, the Grizz lost, but I thought they're on the same cusp. Like they're young, but they're getting it done. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna roll with the Heat over the Seas.
Can I talk about how I hate how petty the NBA has been now, but it's funny still. Like this whole, I enjoyed it because I love the song. Like how, I guess Steph had said, "Whoop that trick."
The niggas got beat by 55.
Right, and then, but then you know, during the middle of that beatdown, I guess somebody was performing it at the. In Memphis, and they got really pretty much in Steph and Draymond's face and was just like in their faces singing "Whoop That Trick." But
I mean, wouldn't you? I get it.
I mean, but it's just like I'm starting to really see a lot of pettiness. It's like I think I saw somebody on the Grizzlies get fouled off a 3-pointer and made it. And you see, they cut to Ja, and Ja doing Steph's little 1, 2, 3, 4. Like I enjoy the pettiness, but it's like, look, let's square. Like I'm from the 90s, square up. We gonna have to square up sooner or later.
Right.
So it's just like it's a little, and then you on Twitter, people talking on Twitter, and people like your boy Draymond butthurt about something Kendrick Perkins said, and it's just like, yo, what is going on?
Nah, Kendrick Perkins talks shit about me on 2K22 all the time, man. You need to chill out.
Dave, what are you averaging around 20 points a game once you get there, 2K?
Man, at least, brother. You know what I mean?
But you ain't took your team to the championship or something?
No, nah, but we going this year, man. Going this year.
Dave, you average 20 points on 2K?
Well, I'm getting more to more than that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, right now, that's what I'm at.
That's phenomenal, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I always start off, you know what I'm saying, like decent, and then by like the second or third season, I'm just like murdering niggas, man.
Oh man.
You know, Dave is a decent 2K player. You know, he ain't beat me or nothing, but you know.
I'm sorry, man. Yo, real quick, Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, run me my money. Run me my money.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how I got my check yet? You know what I'm saying? Like,
You definitely joined the suit?
I did, and I'm pretty sure I told you all about it.
You probably gonna get a check in the mail. Some people got checks in the mail. Some
got direct deposit. Checks,
yeah, some got direct deposit. You probably getting a check in the mail. Hey, it's in the mail, bro. Don't worry,
man. Run me my money, man.
I got my duckets.
Keys, what you do with your Facebook money, man?
Man, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't got no Facebook money.
You know the feds listening. Nigga, what money? Oh, my goodness. Yo, shout out again to Maida Smith for joining us last week. Definitely lots of fun. Got to have her back on. Yep. Yo, we appreciate everybody, huh?
I let him off the hook. That's all I'm saying. I'm let him off the hook. That's all. Go ahead.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna get it back so you can avenge.
Y'all saw I sent the text. I told y'all what it was like the day after. I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck? But go ahead.
Yo. Much love to everybody once again for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Tell your friends. And follow us on all the social media sites. And, yeah, everybody be safe out there. And we love y'all. All right?
Deuces. Peace.